Damn Yankees, there's a song, Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Now, I don't think it's the same. Am I right, Ricky? Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe? Yeah, da 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 da. I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you never know. I would add that he got the name Mark Twain. He worked on a riverboat.
Mm-hmm.
And they would drop a rope off the side of the boat with knots in it to check the depth of the river. And there was a knot every foot in the rope to see how deep the river was. And the river had to be 12 feet deep for the steamboat to go through the river.
Mm.
And when they dropped the rope into the river and got to the 12th knot, they would yell, Mark Twain.
Mark
to tell
Twain.
Tell the boat captain that the save to proceed.
And that's John Hartford's album. Mark Twang is a bit of an homage to that, right?
It is. But that's, I thought, Susie knows an awful lot about books. So I thought I would add that because I don't think she mentioned that.
She's hard to top when it comes to books. Here, I just found this.
Shoeless Joe! And that's my story, fellas. And I got a feeling it's only the beginning.
Yeah.
Who came along in a puff of smoke?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
Strong as the heart of a
So that's from the 1994 Broadway cast of Damn Yankees.
Well, it's interesting. I wonder if he's actually from Hannibal, Missouri.
Makes me wonder. That is more research than I might be able to do in real time. It's a fun musical. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I have never seen that.
It's a lot of fun. It's fun.
I'm going to put it on my list.
Good to talk to you, and hope to talk to you soon. Take it easy.
You bet. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Here comes Dust Bowl. Hello, Dust Bowl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. You knew who we were looking for as well. Who did you come up with?
Yes, sir. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, indeed.
Was it Mark Twain or Mickey Thompson? And I'm not sure you would know who Mickey Thompson was.
No. Who is Mickey Thompson?
High-performance racer.
Oh, as the MT. I would not have known Mickey Thompson.
Right. But he did a lot of land speed record stuff. He had a bizarre passing that his manager, somehow they had a difference, and manager killed him.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
it's kind of crazy.
Almost a crime of passion, or sometimes when people are so closely connected like that, their emotions get the best of them.
You got to think it's going to be a money thing going on in there.
Yeah.
Somebody was balked out of some money there, and then somebody got even.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you were talking about the railroad trains there with that song by Emmy Lou and the crew there.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite train ride is the Cog Railroad in Mount Washington, New Hampshire.
I was going to say, where? Mount Washington, New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's New Hampshire. Anyhow, it's a steam-powered cogs under the... In the middle of the train, there's two tracks, and then there's cogs in the middle.
Huh.
And you climb up the hill, and the boiler sits at a 45-degree angle, because when you're going up the hill, the hot coals would, like, roll out. So you go up to the top of the mountain. Halfway up, you got to stop and get more water, because you lost your steam because you've been boiling so long. And then you continue up there, and you get to spend 20 minutes at the observatory at the top of the hill. And it's the highest point on the East Coast, this particular Mount Washington.
Interesting.
So, it's somewhere near incline, but it's steam-powered deal. It was kind of interesting. You're running in a wooden coach, windows opening, and warm day, and the soot's blowing in on you. And you're getting to feel like the 1800s or something like that when you're riding in this fog railroad up the hill. So,
wow, that's... and that... is Mount Washington, New Hampshire. is where you would board that. Is that where it is, Mount Washington, New Hampshire? I just wanted to be sure I got that correctly.
I think it is.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure I made a note of it. That sounds like a fascinating run. Thanks, Dust Bowl. A charge to you. Take care. And another Hannibal Moe, Mike and Mars, mentions that Colonel Potter from MASH hails from Hannibal, Missouri. Congratulations if you knew we were looking for Mark Twain or Samuel Langhorne Clemens. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org.
While watching the bubbles in my beer disappear, my mind is taken far away from here to a better way of living, to a world much more forgiving. We were just like children who had run away from home. That old jukebox plays a lot of memories. It takes me back to 1983. Floating down the river, sailing on the wind, living like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. I'm thankful for the memories I'm able to recall. Me and Huckleberry, we had ourselves a ball, writing songs of broken loves and places we had been, living like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. We call at the spree of 83. Oh, Huckleberry and me, floating down the river, sailing on the wind, living like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry. Out there in the West, tell him Austin Freddie Power sends his family all the best. And take another quarter and play that song again, written by Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Freddie Powers and Merle Haggard, Tom Sawyer, and Huckleberry Finn. Starting off this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And we have a brigade charade puzzle just moments away.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee experiment on the unethical treatment of five unknowing participants in this secret study. Feed the Beast runs from February 13th through February 23rd. At the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details available at newhorizontheater.org.
That was May, who is a 10th grader in our Youth Media Center program. Nice job. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to see if you can solve today's Brigade Charade puzzle. Today, it's three syllables. Three syllables. And the clue is fundamental truth. Fundamental truth. Syllable one, arches, loops, or whorls. Arches, loops, or whorls. Syllable two, slowly drink. Syllable three, pushes partner. Put those three syllables together, and you should be able to come up with the word we're looking for. Remember, you have to sound it out. Spelling doesn't count in Brigade Charades. Again, the clue is fundamental truth. Syllable one, arches, loops, or whorls. Syllable two, slowly drink. Syllable three, pushes, partner.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's Brigade Charade.
Well, I sit here alone about midnight, so darn lonesome, not a soul in sight. Pap's out drinking in Hannibal Town, so it's through the window and I shimmy down. There's only so much sleep a boy can stand. When the witching hour's so close at hand, across the alley and over the fence, the night air crackling with dark suspense. Beneath the window, against the wall, I conjure up my best cat call. Well, Tom crawls out the window and his feet hit the ground. And like two tomcats, we'll make the rounds. And it's down to the river, the old graveyard. There's no better living than living hard. And high on the midnight air, a boy can be free. Just the moonlight, Tom Sawyer and me. Back streets before it gets light. This old town's full of ghosts and gamblers tonight. And on down to Bear Creek for a moonlight dip, cigars and whiskey on the banks we'll sit. Might even steal a raft in the river sway. Slip off to Orleans before the break of day. And it's down to the river where the old graveyard. There's no better living than living hard. And high on the midnight air, a boy can be free. Just the moonlight, Tom.
Tom Sawyer and me. Cause his mind's wrapped around that little Thatcher girl. So I'll do my best to help him figure it out. Ain't a whole lot of future what he's thinking about. Coming over the top of Cardiff Hill. It's a boy's paradise. Heaven's windowsill. An old rooster is crowing and Tom's gotta go. He don't want his poor Aunt Polly to know. Somewhere neath the dark sky I lay my head, with just a blanket of stars to cover my bed. And I'll drift off in boyhood dreams as I close my eyes. Adventures and mysteries awaiting tomorrow night. We'll go down to the river, the old graveyard. There's no better living than living hard. And high on the midnight air, a boy can be free. Just the moon. Tom Sawyer and me.
There is an album called
Alone. It's about daylight, so darn lonesome. Not a soul inside.
Let him repeat that. That's Brad Paisley from an album called Mark Twain, Words and Music. That song is called Huck Finn Blues. And it's a nice album. It also brought us that Merle Haggard tune that you heard earlier. Here's our brigade charade again. Did you get it? 3 syllables in our answer. The clue is fundamental truth. Syllable 1, arches, loops, or whorls. Syllable 2, slowly drink. Syllable 3 is pushes partner. Share your answer with us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Or you can use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. Larry just came up with the correct answer, showing it word by word. He mentioned the author, Percival Everett, who is new to me, a book he wrote called I Am Not Sidney Poitier. And has also written a book called James, which is about the character Jim from his perspective in the Mark Twain and Huckleberry Finn books, which sounds like a great book. Percival Everett, the name of the author. A correct answer also from Tommy in North Chesterfield and John in Economy Borough. John also showed his answer perfectly, and Tommy did too. Mike and Mars, or Mark and Mize. I came up with the correct answer. Well done, Mike. And so did Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm just glad it's February 4th. It seems like January lasted twice as long as it should have.
Well, February 1st, still. We have to be careful. January was long, you're right. January did seem long, but February is going to seem to come and go in a minute, like it always does.
Well, I always think of March 1st as being the first day of spring.
It kind
of, for some reason.
It kind of does feel like that. It sort of feels like we're on the upswing. You know, we've gotten through the worst of it. Hopefully,
right,
for those of us not big fans of winter, a huge icicle fell off of our house on Wednesday. I was sitting at my desk on the second floor working, and I heard this thud that almost sounded like a car crash a few blocks away, and it was this huge icicle hanging off of the house, and the cats didn't notice. I noticed, and it really took me aback when I heard it.
Yeah, well, that reminds me, I make up my own pancake mix, and so I, put milk and stuff in it to make it up, make pancakes for my wife. And I noticed that it's in the refrigerator and the lid starts to expand like it's fermenting.
Interesting.
So one morning, I get it out ahead of time before she gets up and everything. I set it on the counter. And then I'm on the computer and I hear this big noise like something happened. And I thought, I ran around the house. I thought something fell off, and I went outside and look at something fell off the roof or whatever. And then I finally discovered the lid from the pancake stuff is sitting on the floor, and it exploded.
Wow. That reminds me of the great Hires root beer explosion in my house. I wonder if my brothers remember this. My dad went through a phase, as did, I think, a lot of American homes, when the Hires root beer company started to sell root beer extract along with instructions on how to make your own root beer. And you would recycle bottles, and you would put the bottle caps on the bottles, and you would let the root beer do its thing and ferment. And it had to ferment for a certain amount of time. And I think part of that was you had a hankering for root beer. So during that time that it was fermenting, you would go and buy real root beer from the Hires Root Beer Company to drink all of that and then be able to enjoy your own root beer, or realize how badly your own root beer tasted, and then go back to the Hires Root Beer Company and buy their authentic version of their own root beer. In any case, I remember my dad doing this, and doing it like the engineer he was, very carefully and slowly and methodically. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, we heard kaboom. And boy, did he regret putting all of the fermenting root beer bottles in the hall closet where all of the coats and scarves and gloves and mittens and shoes were. And my mother regretted it, too, because she was the one that had to clean it up. But, oh, my goodness. I don't know if anybody still makes root beer the old-timey way like that.
I think a lot of people put their, home brewers a lot of times put their beer in the closet to age.
Yes. It's funny. Now we have SodaStream, where you have a gadget that you could just put a flavoring in, and it does all of that for you. No right. Fermentation or processing. That's making your own pancake mix is, it takes a lot to do that. I made pancakes last Sunday, and we used the, complete everything is here mix. They've already invested in the eggs for you. We're buying lots of that mix now, with the thought being that, you know, we won't have to worry about eggs. Maybe the. But I did that. But nothing like your own pancake mix where you can have a lot of variations and do some things with it.
You were talking about Mark Twain and how he developed his name from dropping the rope in the river. But do you know, like Tom Sawyer, do you know what a Sawyer is?
Sawyer is a logger, I think, right? Somebody who uses a saw, I always figured.
Well, on the river, it's like a log that's sunk in the river, and all you see is a little twig coming up out of the river, and that's what a Sawyer is. So I would assume that he kind of picked up that name for Tom Sawyer from his, you know, pilot boat days. And so maybe if you were a literature professor, you would analyze the name and say, well, Tom Sawyer is the kind of guy where you look at him and you think there's nothing there, but all just a little thing poking out, but it turns out that he's really some whatever, you know?
Like the iceberg that has much going on beneath it. But let's
That makes me think, why do you pick out Huckleberry Finn, you know, like, what's behind that name?
Yeah, it might have been there to be prescient of the Moon River, a song, you know, my Huckleberry friend. Maybe it was planted there in advance. So,
why did I call up? Now I forget.
Well, you called to solve today's brigade charade.
Oh, okay.
And do you know the secret behind the first syllable? Because that's what confused a few people here. Arches, loops, or whorls?
Well, that's when I called up Ricky. I said I got the second one, which was sip.
Sip.
And the last one was pull. But I couldn't figure out where the... I kept thinking of arches or something like that for the first one.
Let's see if anybody knows the clue. Arches, loops, or whorls. If they know what that refers to, you can call us quickly at 412-200-5975. But you got it without that syllable, which is a lot of the fun of a brigade charade puzzle. So the fundamental
principle.
Truth. What is it again?
Principle.
Principle indeed, and charge to you. We'll see if anybody can shed more light on the first syllable.
Yeah, it brought me back to my geometry days for some reason.
Well, maybe you were thinking of your school principal, or it could have been the Pythagorean principal. It could be.
Well, isn't there like when you do something like that, it's called a proof?
Yes, yes.
That's the word that was going through my mind was proof.
Yes.
You know, or something bigger than that.
And Ricky, well, you know what? We have somebody who can tell us what it is we need to know. Do you want to hold on? We're going to connect you with your...
I'll just hang up and you can talk to him.
Okay. Stu knows what it is that we're going to say. And hang on. I think I might have actually connected both of you. That would have been fun, but Stu... I mean, you guys are both in McCandless. You could just walk over and hang out in each other's kitchen.
I wondered just how close we are.
So, you know, you've got the background, and I'm glad you do. You could explain loops and arches and whorls.
Yeah, we're talking about fingerprints.
Fingerprints. There you go. I think those are the three main categories of fingerprints, and then there's subcategories within each. Is that right?
I can't give you an authoritative answer on that. I believe that's the main set.
Yeah, I think you're correct. And it's amazing when you look at fingerprints and you look at them up close, you just see all of those unique variations and how different they are. And then with technology, at least if we're to believe what's shown to us on TV, how they can be matched up.
Where I work, we have to click our badges against a electronic meter to to get inside the building, like a lot of places do. But we also have a fingerprint reader. So you just kind of wave your hand over this, over the screen, and it recognizes your fingerprints, and the doors open, let you in. So I, first time I've ever seen that before.
Is it reliable?
Oh, very much. Yeah, they allow, they've had this set up for a couple of years now. I mean, there's like several hundred of us work in the building, so they know how to read these biomarkers, I guess they're called. And it's a lot easier to wave your fingerprints than to do a retina scan or something like that to get in. But I suppose if you had a really high security place, you'd do something like that too.
Yeah, I, you know, I don't, I've never used my fingerprint as a log-on. I always have this fear, you know, what happens if I use super glue and my fingerprint, you know, is no longer readable, it's completely gone, which happened to me last weekend, for I managed to glue my fingers together like everybody seems to, but it probably is quite reliable at this point.
Yeah, I mean, even one of my cell phones I've had over the years had a fingerprint reader on the back. So you just kind of tap it with one specific finger, and it knows who you are. So if they can do it at that level and do it at the level of 500 people in a building, I suppose it's reliable enough.
Excellent. Well, thank you for clearing that up. I assumed somebody would know that clue, and I'm glad you knew it. Arches, loops, and whorls are types of prints. Thanks, Stu.
Sure.
And so that's the first syllable, arches, loops, or whorls, W-H-O-R-L-S. It could be pronounced whorls or whirls, some people say. That's the first syllable for prints, types of prints. Slowly drink is sip, and push his partner is pull. You put them together and you get the fundamental truth. Prints, sip, pull is how that works. And a charge to Russ and Sharon, also to Rich in Fruitport, and Richard on the north side, Tommy in North Chesterfield, who knew fingerprints, by the way, Larry in Elwood City, John in Economy Borough, and Mike in Mars. Well done. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our brigade charade. And Sharon wrote, I was a principal for 20 years. That's a different kind of fundamental truth. The principal often is the one who is always right. But she writes, I was a principal for 20 years, and I can't believe how many times people would address me as Principal P-L-E instead of Principal, P-A-L, and she reminds us with a little public service announcement to remember that the principal is your pal. P-A-L is what you do with the principal. I think I got that all in. Thank you. That's from Sharon. My pal, the principal. I remember that.
Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of I Never Saw Another Butterfly and the Terezin Promise takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from February 28th through March 9th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you. who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
You know, I keep thinking about the great Hires root beer explosion in our house, and my dad went through a phase of also trying to create regular beer and also wine. And I'm sure I've told you the story about Chateau Berger, the red wine my dad attempted to make, and my deciding it would be fun to bring it to a hoity-toity wine tasting event, at which you were supposed to bring a bottle of wine in a brown paper bag already uncorked, and it would be sipped by people in the sipping circle, and they were supposed to try to determine things like the region the grapes came from, maybe the vintner, which is why the brown paper bag was there. And as I saw the effort being made on the first few bottles they tasted, I kind of slowly slinked away my paper bag and put it behind me, saying, "Oh, I forgot to bring a bottle," because I think I would have stumped quite a few people with Chateau Berger. The region of our grapes, aisle 4 in Thoroughfare. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, and our own slbradio.org.
They hate me in the garden, they hate me in the yard. The life of a groundhog is awfully darn hard. Oh, they set out traps, they throw their rocks, they swerve at me with cars. But on the second day of February, suddenly, I'm a star. On Groundhog Day, I dress up in high style. Step out of my winter home, the crowd goes wild. Photographers are snapping, the networks all are there. They want to know the answer, like I really care. If I see my shadow lying on the ground, that means that spring is coming. No, it's the other way around. It's if I see my shadow, I go back in my hole. It's 6 more weeks of winter, it's all in my control. Yes, on Groundhog Day, the whole world is mine. They want to know the answer, will it snow or will it shine? Kings and queens and presidents all gather round my home. They ask me how I do it, but I'll never tell a soul. I never can remember, I just can't keep it straight. As far as I'm concerned, they can all just sit and wait. While I control the seasons, I control the sun, I control the snowstorms, I rule everyone. Yeah, no room for these guys. Tomorrow's just another day. I'll go back to hibernating in that boring groundhog way. Smelling like a groundhog, dreaming groundhog dreams. Even worldwide fame is much more fragile than it seems. Oh!
John McCutcheon with his song, especially for Groundhog Day, which is tomorrow. We'll see how things go on February 1st. We have a few more songs in our Groundhog Day collection. It's a lot of fun when you trigger a memory, and memories are often tied into smells and sounds. And John, an economy bro, writes, as a kid, he remembers a great homemade red wine explosion in his kitchen. And he writes that it took 2 coats of paint to cover it up. As I recall, John writes.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyperlocal e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
That was Travis, I think. Sounded like AJ. It says Travis here, but I think it was AJ. Speaking of youth programs, here is a chance for you. Anybody in Pennsylvania can be a Remake Learning Days youth ambassador. Anybody, provided you're in grades 9 to 12 and would like to help increase awareness, enthusiasm, and attendance at Remake Learning Days events. You can earn up to a $250 stipend for creating media products, all while you learn new media skills, build professional experience, and more. For more information and to apply, go to tinyurl.com/RLD, is in Remake Learning Days, RLD, Youth Ambassadors 2025, tinyurl.com/RLD, Youth Ambassadors 2025. Applications are due February 14th. It is now time up for this morning's high clue. 17 syllables leading to one specific answer. Are you ready for this high clue? Here it comes. Might mean a type of negligence, something foul, or a dozen. Once again, might mean a type of negligence, something foul, or a dozen. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping we'll hear from you. And once again, to make sure you heard our answer correctly, hello to Philomena, by the way, who checked in earlier today. Nice to have you with us. Our high clue again might mean a type of negligence, something foul, or a dozen. Lots of activity on Facebook. You can follow us at SLB Radio. And I see Mel is playing along in Westmoreland County. Also, Ralph and Jess. And Jess just got the correct answer to our haiku on Facebook. Well done. Now playing piano there. This is Michael Henchman.
Brickman with his lunchbox rests on the rubble, looks at the work left, squinting in the sun. Vacation daydreams, spots a jet flying high, clambers to his feet, heaves a long sigh. A woman sets a plant in a stained glass window, waters it tenderly, reaching for her beer, reads old love letters for the 100th time, brushes back her hair, wipes a tear from her eye. The hours pass slowly, days by degrees, waiting for moments to finally be. Floating up to the sky, while the gift of deliverance waits out of sight. Mopping a tenement, old man cleans the stains, leans on the handle, pulls a watch from his pocket. Tents on a sidewalk, the din of machines, people restless and weary, it's too hard to sleep. The hours pass slowly, days by degrees, waiting for moments to finally believe. So many wishes floating up to the sky, while the gift of deliverance waits out of sight. It's fading, flowers for sale in bright plastic pots. On the corner as roses wait to be loved, cocktail neon starts buzzing above. The hours pass slowly, days by degrees, waiting for moments to finally believe. Year after year, these days by degrees, so many sighs and so many dreams. What was once chosen to fill
The radio on and trouble is all I hear. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is all I hear. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is all I hear. The neighbor boy plays the violin and the other one cleans a gun. They close the door and they hide away, afraid of the other one. They close the door and they hide away, afraid of the other one. Where are you now? Trouble is everywhere. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is all I hear. The neighbor girl, she walks the dog while the parents peddle in fear. She's a little bit scared but hell-bent to go boldly everywhere. She's a little bit scared but hell-bent to go boldly everywhere. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is everywhere. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is all I hear. Helter skelter broke into, we can lose the gift we were born into. So we climb upon the rising wall and we can build a little something new. Climb upon the rising wall and we can build a little something new. Where are you now? Trouble is everywhere. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is all I hear. Let's turn this whole thing upside down and burn the damn thing to the ground. Standing in the rubble and the wreckage here, we'll start all over again. Standing in the rubble and the wreckage here, we'll start all over again. Where are you now? Trouble is everywhere. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is all I hear. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is everywhere. Oh mercy, where are you now? Trouble is all I hear.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Joe Crookston. Oh mercy, where are you now? From the album Nine Becomes One. That's a compilation album that we've got. And also Michael Henchman, Days by Degrees. He's from the Pacific Northwest. I'm not sure we've played him before. Nice song. Susie in Alexandria, Virginia, got the correct answer to our high clue. So did Sam Zetz. Nice to have you listening, Sam. Also Jim in Crafton Heights and Jess. Out in the South Hills, they came up with the answer too. Did I mention Bonnie on Observatory Hill? She also came up with the correct answer. And there are others as well. Let me repeat the puzzle in case you haven't solved it. Might mean a type of negligence, something foul, or a dozen. A number on a paycheck, too. John and Marjorie in Harrisville came up with the correct answer, and they used the word we were looking for in a sentence. Thank you, John and Marjorie. Very nice of you. They wrote, what we like about your show is that it isn't this. And then I gave the answer. I appreciate that. And a number of other correct answers coming in. Have you called or shared your answer yet? Bruce and Ingram came up with it. Larry and Owen City got it. Many, many people preceded their answer with the wordish phrase of "ew," almost always spelled E-W-W. John and Nicotta Rivera did that. Jim and Blackridge got the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia got it. So did Tom in McCandless. Jesse and Amy are in Point Breeze. So nice to hear from you. They got it. They exclaimed the correct answer. John and Carrick also got the correct answer as well. And the word we were looking for, gross. Gross. Might mean a type of negligence, as in gross negligence. Something foul, as in gross. Or a dozen. 144, which is the quantity considered. Not just considered to be a gross, but that is a gross. And I gave you an extra clue of a number on a paycheck. Gross wages. That's the big number. Before taxes and deductions and all of those other things. Gross. That's the correct answer to this morning's high clue. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the answer. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Zinc Kings at the Saturday Light Brigade. Keep my skillet good and greasy. Make you a little hungry.
Here's one. I hope you like it.
Here's Rob Schneider to close out this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Don't need a menu when you order. Take the blue plate special away. Start with a napkin, a toothpick, some water. Well, then call the waiter and say, a bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side. Well, bagels are round, they're not square. Well, cause if they're square, they ain't nowhere. And lox is fish, my favorite dish. Hey, Mr. Waiter, hurry up and bring a plate of bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side. Toast on the griddle.
Bagel and lox
with the cheese in the middle. Slice of onion on the side. A tray fanned eggs, coffee and, well, they may be okay, but they're not my friend. Well, cause when I eat elite. Hold a condition. My dish is delicious. Bagels and lox with the cheese in the middle. A bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side. On the side. On the side. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side.
Rob Schneider at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. We now have a Black History Month feature produced here at SLB, making a broadcast debut this morning, all summer long and beforehand. SLB trained youth, interviewed women from the Hill District about their lives, their relationship with this legacy neighborhood that is continuing to grow and beginning to thrive again. You'll now hear the results of one of those interviews. This is Coletti Brooks. You'll hear a story that will go on for roughly 4 minutes or so, as told to SLB Youth.
My name is Colette Yvonne Brooks. I was born in Elmore and Wally in 1959. My relationship to the Hill District is lengthy. I've been here all my life, and I've experienced going to school here, to elementary school, to middle school, and to high school. My grandmother's family was born on Elmore Street. Of course, they had births in the house back in the late 1800s, 1880s, her siblings were born. So I have a daughter, and I have three granddaughters. I just took my youngest granddaughter to Norfolk State. And so that is a result of sowing seeds and being there. What I learned is that you really can't give anyone anything tangible. You know, you can only give them a piece of yourself. At Heron Hill, I was in the scholars program, and so that's when I really started to take off and do well and take an interest in school. And then from there, I went into ABC, and that's why I didn't graduate from Shinley. By the time I got to Shinley, I was sent away to high school, and I graduated in Radnor, PA. But Heron Hill, it laid the foundation. I had a teacher, and I remember saying, oh, I'm not really that good in math. And he said, yes, sure. It shows you how much power a teacher has in your life. And I started believing it, you know, I started to do real well. So, of course, because my math got strong, then that improved my testing scores, which made me a viable candidate for a very good college. My first job that came was 13, making earrings across the street there. I worked for my uncle for several years in a restaurant and the different businesses that he owned. My Uncle Eddie was open 365 days a year for 36 years. The only day he closed at 2 p.m. was on Christmas Day. Other than that, he was open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. commitment. But he loved what he was doing. He had a full menu every day. You could get spaghetti, roast beef, roast turkey, meatloaf, and then the other days it would be a specialty. Now, a Thursday was liver and onions, but it was at least five or six things that you could order every day from Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie never missed a beat, so I would love to have my Uncle Eddie back. I did have a cousin that stepped in and tried to do it, but you have to love doing it. By the time I graduated college, I was doing accounting. I left that and started doing private business as an artist because I had children at that point. And then I took jobs mostly in social service, working with women, working with CYF, things like that. I lived directly across from the Crawford Grill, so a lot of times I was in there on the stage with the musicians, and so that was a favorite memory. People went in on the weekends, you would go in and eat. And so it was because they were serving the musicians. It was like steaks and lamb chops. And Mr. Norwood was a chef who did an excellent job.